Is God the Father a protector? Welcome to the Therapy Brothers podcast.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Tyler.
We're brothers.
We're therapists.
And we know recovery.
Bring your stories, your questions, your successes with real recovery.
Hey, Tyler, you ready to have some hard conversations?
Let's do it.
Let the Therapy Brothers podcast begin.
You guys, I'm really excited about our show today. We're going to have a guest who was actually episode 199. She's a return guest. Awesome, thoughtful person. I'm really excited to have her on today. Before we do that, I just wanted to just share a quick review. It's me again by myself today. Brandon is still hopefully alive, but in Cambodia doing some service work with one of his sons. And so, Brandon, I hope that you doing all right and having a good time there. But yeah, let me just read a quick review. We love getting your reviews. Appreciate them coming through. Some of you guys give really just nice compliments and feed and you know, nice gestures, and other give us some really good feedback. We love them both. But this is comes from Grateful Brother, and it just says, "Thanks, Tyler, for sharing your story related to the concepts of full effort and surrender." That was episode 265. Hearing your experience helped me tremendously related to my own decision-making process. Thank you for the review. Also, thank you for that feedback. It's the kind of thing where, you know, our stories are one of the most valuable things that we carry with us in our lives, because our life experience is there for a reason. And when we have that life experience and then are able to share it with somebody else, it hits in a more meaningful way when it's a story rather than just a principle. And so I'm glad that that was helpful for you, and thank you for sharing back. All right, let's jump into it today with Shay. Welcome back. you said you're a little bit nervous about being here, but thank you for your willingness to come on again.
Yeah, I am really nervous today.
Yeah.
Like after the last one, the vulnerability hangover was pretty bad.
Was it?
I was like, I didn't think I'd come back for round two, but here I am.
Yeah. What made you decide to come back for round two?
Well, I'm just feeling pretty stuck and I need help. And so I decided it was worth it to step into that again so that I can move forward.
Okay. Do you have a good plan for the vulnerability hangover this time?
I should have planned a little bit better. Yeah. Yeah, but I'll be okay.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that you're here. I think your question's going to be really valuable. So appreciate your courage in coming on. Why don't you just kind of share whatever background you feel is pertinent and then ask your question. We'll have a discussion.
Okay. So I grew up with a dad that struggles with sex addiction and hasn't ever really addressed it. And the biggest part for me was that he was physically abusive and very aggressive. And so I grew up not feeling safe around men in general, and really struggled to want to get married in the sense that I was terrified of that and letting a man close to me. And I think the way I tried to deal with that, as far as like the hypervigilant part of me, was just trying to stay as close as I could to God. So somewhere in my head, I had it, if I just stay really close to God and do all the things that he asked me to do, then he's going to protect me and I won't end up in an abusive relationship. I'll be protected from that. I won't have to go through that kind of pain. And I don't think all that was conscious, but that was what I was trying to do. And so through a series of events, felt very guided, and a lot of spiritual experiences that felt like I married the man that God essentially led me to and kind of gave his stamp of approval. Like, this will be a good, safe man for you to be with. And so I did trust him and let him in. And then 10 years, sorry, 10
It's
years into the
okay.
marriage, find out that he wasn't the man that I thought he was and was living a life that I didn't know about behind my back. Which literally did feel like the person that I had loved and attached to, stabbed me in the back. I threw myself into recovery work, and at this point, I can honestly say that I'm very grateful for that stab in the back, that betrayal, because it gave me a chance to look at my weaknesses that I didn't know were there and that needed to be addressed and were affecting my life and how I was showing up. And so, in one sense, I'm very grateful for that betrayal. I don't have animosity towards my ex-husband. I just see him as someone that was wounded as a child, like most of us are, and picked up something that he didn't understand that he was picking up, and got into a trap that has been affecting his life. And my heart feels for him and hopes that someday he'll be able to figure it out. So I don't have animosity there. What I feel like I'm struggling with now is a sense of betrayal towards God. Or from God, I should say, and feeling like he didn't have my back. Like I can excuse what or understand what my ex-husband did. I mean, we're human, we're all fallible, we all have our weaknesses, and I don't think what he did to me was malicious, done intentionally. But when I look at God, like he didn't have my back either, and led me to a situation that, although in one instance, on one side, I'm very, very grateful for and know that it was the exact refiner's fire that I needed. On the other side, I'm feeling anger that he didn't protect me. And kind of in two ways, like I feel like there's the inner child Shay that's angry that he didn't protect me as a child and gave me to a father that he knew was going to abuse me. And now as the adult Shay led me to a man that knew was going to do something that was very painful for me. So I'm feeling kind of like, I don't know, betrayal from God and beef towards God and struggling to trust him again. So now, when I look at my future and wanting to enter into the dating field, like I have dabbled in that and gone on some dates and had some really good experiences and met some good guys that I do feel safe around, but I wouldn't say that I've completely stepped into that. I'm The best way I know how to describe it is like I'm feeling like God's asking me to step into the lion's den. And I'm terrified to do that. So I'm kind of sitting on the outside of the den, or how you guys say the cave, you know, the cave that you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. Like I'm sitting on the outside, like terrified to go in. I don't want to listen to God because last time I did that, it was very painful, but also looking to go into that cave or den by myself, feels like I'm going to get eaten alive. Like I can't go in there without his guidance, but I don't trust it.
Yeah, you don't trust God's guidance.
Yes, God's
Yeah.
guidance. And
Yeah.
that's really new for me because in a lot of ways I've leaned on his guidance throughout my life. I feel like because I didn't have what I needed in an earthly father, I felt very drawn to God and really sought out that relationship. So now having it feel like I can't trust him, I feel just kind of lost.
Yeah. Man, Shay, like it takes a ton of courage to come on with a question like this and to open yourself up to a discussion like this. Like, thank you. I don't know that I'm going to have the answers for you, but I think we can have a discussion that could yield some fruit, hopefully.
Yeah.
So if I'm understanding it right, I guess the first question that's going through my head is, number one, do you feel like God is telling you to go into the lion's den again, and you're just saying, no, I don't want to do that yet? Or do you feel yourself needing to go into the lion's den again, even if God's not telling you? And my other question is, why don't you just stay out of the lion's den?
Those are all good questions. I think, well, I'll start with the last question first. I feel like if I sit outside of the lion's den, then I'm choosing to not, I'm choosing to sit out of life, kind of, because I do believe that it's possible to create a good, happy marriage, safe marriage. And I do crave that intimacy with someone at some point. I do feel like outside of the lion's den right now, I do have a lot of joy in my life and it feels very full. And it feels good, safe. But it feels like if I'm doing that, I'm kind of chickening out a little bit. Like I'm not stepping into growth and experience, and I'm sitting on the sidelines of life, and I don't want to live life like that. So that's that question. I do feel some that I am putting some pressure on myself to step forward. I think because of that, because I have a drive that I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be someone who's lives life out of fear. I want to move forward, and I don't want to choose to sit out. So I do feel like there's some pressure on me that way. And I do feel like I do feel pressure from God in the sense that I think He wants all of us to have ultimately a good relationship with a spouse and wants that for us. So, yeah, if I don't move forward, then I feel like I'm going against what he has said is best.
But that's part of the rub there, is that you've got at least a part of you. This is what's interesting, is there's a part of you that's still wrestling and wanting to be close to God and listen. And then there's this other part that's like, at a minimum, I'm angry. At a maximum, I don't actually even fully trust. Right. So
I
now,
think that's like my inner child, Shay. I think my inner child, Shay, is mad.
yeah. Okay. Let's could we talk to the inner child Shay for just a second?
Yeah, you can talk to
Yeah.
her.
Yeah, like what does that inner child part of Shay that's angry? What does she want people to see or to know, or God to see or know?
She feels cheated because she's just always wanted to have a dad that she could go to with her problems or feel wrapped in his arms and to feel safe. And I never experienced that as a child. I felt fear pretty much constantly. And so she's angry at God for not protecting her or providing her with the dad she's always wanted.
Yeah. What's it like for her to say those things out loud? What else is she feeling?
I think kind of some shame that she can't just be tougher. Like that she has to play a victim, like poor me kind of thing.
She feels shame for that.
Yeah.
Where did she learn to feel shame for those things?
Maybe that came from, I don't know, from what she learned from her earthly dad.
Yeah.
Like if she felt pain, it was always just get up, you're fine. Like be tough, get up, you're fine.
That was the message she received from her earthly dad, who she wished was different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she took that as a truth then, that she wasn't allowed to have hard feelings.
Definitely. Yeah.
What does that younger, that inner child part of you need? Will she tell you anything? Does she have anything that she needs from you?
Probably just permission to not be okay.
Yeah.
Was permission to kind of breathe for a minute. So I feel like I push her really hard. Like, I don't know, I just don't want to live a life as a victim. And
Yeah.
so I try to push her out of that.
Yeah.
Like,
It's probably part of your actual skill set and that adaptivity, but it's leaving behind that little part of you still a little bit. Yeah. How does she respond just for a second, Shay, if you were to just kind of sit with her for a minute and just tell her that it's okay, that she doesn't have to have anything fixed today, and that it's all right that she feels the way that she does. How does she respond to that?
Kind of feels like she just melts into my arms. Like
Would
she
you
just
let
need.
her just melt for a minute? Let her just melt there for a minute. You can hold her. Can you hold her?
Yeah.
Yeah. How is she feeling as she melts into you? It's okay, Shay. You're doing great.
He just feels a lot of sadness that she didn't have what she wanted in a dad.
Just let her express that, melt into you for a minute. Give her back whatever you want to give to her, whatever she needs. Tell her it's okay that she feels the way she does. She's not bad because she feels what humans feel. How does she respond, Shay, if you were to just tell her that you know that she's there and that you know she doesn't want to be a victim, but that it's okay for her to feel?
Feels like kind of all the tension just melts away.
Yeah. So you're feeling the tension melt away right now. How does it feel if you can assure her that you're not going to abandon her and that you're going to be with her and that you can take care of her?
Feels really good. I've done a lot of EMDR work, and I feel like a lot of it was adult Shay going to inner child Shay. And it did feel like our relationship, I know that sounds weird, but like our relationship got a lot better. Like, I think a lot of it I tried to push her down, kind of thing. Like, I'm not gonna let that part of my life define who I am. But as I've went through my EMDR and I feel like we got to a better place as far as accepting her as part of who I am and seeing the strength that she has, that she wasn't weak, that she's actually a fighter. And being able to recognize that and accept that part has felt good. Yes, this is bringing up that there's more work to be done there, but I do feel connected to her, and grateful for the relationship that I have there. I see her, I think it, before I saw her as a liability, and more now see her as an asset. That when I can tap into her, then I don't know, I really do experience more joy in life when we're going through it together.
Is she is she connected at all or responsible for that, like that push you're feeling to get back in the lion's den?
I think that's more adult Shay trying to push the inner the little Shay to go in there.
To go in there. Little Shay is the one that doesn't want to go in there.
I would say so because she's afraid.
Speak to that fear for a minute.
She's just afraid of pain. I guess letting a man get close to me has resulted in pain. You know, with the, I'd say the two main men in my life, right? My dad and my ex-husband, have been
And
very
God.
pain. Been very painful experiences. And although I believe there's a lot of growth that comes from pain, it's scary to just step into that again. Because even in the best of circumstances, any relationship is going to have pain, right? So even in the best of circumstances, I'm choosing to step into pain versus, well, out here I'm safe, kind of thing. Or, you know, there could be a lot of worst case scenarios in there as well.
Absolutely, 100%. And you've experienced some
So
of
all
those
I see
too.
is like pain.
I wonder how does that younger part of you feel if you were to just thank her for being cautious because she knows there's pain?
Yeah, she's kind of like pointing her finger up at me saying, I told you so. Like, yeah, I know there's pain in there.
Tell her, tell what, how does she respond if you tell her thank you for putting on the brakes sometimes?
She just kind of stands there a little bit defiant, like with her hands on her hips, like, see, I know, like, you do need me.
You need me. what if you tell her that you're glad that she's there and that you appreciate the times when she puts the brakes on when the times are right.
I think that's hard for me to thank her for that because I just want to kind of plow through and go forward. So there is some resistance from adult Shay to just thank her. I mean, I can see the value in it, but it's hard to say thank you for it. It's like, come on, let's go, let's move forward.
And then the younger part feels left behind. So what does the younger part need from you in order to come and move forward with you, with your adult self? What does she need from you to move forward?
I think more to just to be seen and heard. Like to tap into that more and see her and hear her and validate that that would be hard.
How does she respond when you say that?
Kind of with relief that
Yeah.
she's being seen again.
Yeah. What else does she need to be able to just at least trust you to take a step forward again with you?
I think us moving forward hand in hand, versus, I guess, kind of me leaving her on the outside of the cave and me stepping in without her.
Yeah. So she wants to know that you're going to take her hand in hand, that you're not going to leave her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she'll come with you if you assure her that that'll happen.
Yes, but there's still hesitancy.
Yeah.
But she
Yeah.
feels a lot better. But yeah, there is some kind of like she wants to go baby step.
Yeah. But she's willing
Baby
to come as
step.
long as you're holding her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
Okay.
she wants my hand.
Okay. Can you give
And
her
be able
that?
to grab onto me when she needs to.
Ooh, that's beautiful. And you're willing to let that happen with her.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you want that to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you do that, she's basically putting trust in you that you're going to say, we're going to move. She's like, I know we need to move forward, but let's just do it at baby steps. So you're grateful that she's putting the brakes on. She can be willing to move forward because she knows that's necessary. So both of you are actually, the adult Shay and the younger Shay are actually going to work as a team.
Yes.
Yeah. Towards the end, that is the right thing for you guys. Yeah. If we were to go back and just, if I could just go back the last like minute and a half and shift things just a little bit and ask if the conversation adult Shay just had with younger Shay might sound a lot like the conversation adult Shay wants to have with God, would that sound pretty similar?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's coming up for you right now, Shay?
I just want to be able to tell God that I'm angry
Yeah.
at him and have that recognized.
Yeah.
Yes, have that be seen and heard.
Yeah. Is it valid that you have
I
those angry feelings?
guess it's hard for me to accept feeling angry at God.
Yeah.
But I do have, like, in my group, my girls, I love how they say this, like, you can be angry at God. He's a big boy and he can handle it. I don't know why. I guess I just felt like, I don't know, it's hard for me. I don't know. This sounds kind of weird, but I guess hard for me to accept the anger because I love him so much. And I feel like the anger kind of pushes him away. Like, with my anger, I'm pushing him away. And that scares me because I want him close.
Yeah. Do you think he hears you now as you're speaking?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think he's doing? How do you think he's responding?
With my last EMDR session that I had, I had a really tender moment with God where he basically said, it's okay for me to be angry at him, that he understands why I have the anger that I do
Yeah.
and why I feel cheated and almost like he lied at me or lied to me. And you just said very tenderly that he knows why it feels that way because I can't see the beginning from the end. And he can.
Yeah, wow.
And I told him in the EMDR, like, I just needed a minute to breathe. My recovery journey started like 4 or 5 years ago. And then the last year and a half, it's been a divorce and moving, starting a new job, recovering from childhood trauma and betrayal trauma. So it's just felt like a lot. And then he's asked me to do a lot of hard things. And I told him I just needed a minute to breathe. So I just kind of sat down outside the cave and he said, he asked me to not push him away in those moments when I need to rest. But he wants to be there for me, not only when I'm fighting, but when I need to take a break. And he just came and held me. So I do feel like he, don't know, sees the anger, understands it, is validating it, and just holding me right now.
You feel that even with the anger that you feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's uncanny how closely related adult Shay talking to younger Shay is with this conversation you just described God having with older Shay. Some really similar patterns and themes there. Could I just ask you to kind of contemplate this for a minute? And I'm by no means am I saying I'm God, but just let's just say God asked this question or maybe made this statement. Just tell me what comes up for you right now, where God says all those things he just said to you that, it's okay for you to be angry and I want to be close to you even in the times that you're taking a rest or, even when you're angry at me, I don't want you to push me away. How does it sit with you if he were to also say something like, I've never left you. I have always protected you, even in the midst of your struggles. What if he said, I know you, Shay?
Sorry, I'm crying so much.
It's okay. It's okay, Shay. You don't have to apologize for anything.
I think what comes to mind when you say that is it feels very true. When I was a little girl and things felt really unsafe, I would go and lock my door and hide in my closet. That's where I felt the safest. And I know a lot of my EMDR experience was Christ going into that closet and holding me in there. So that's what came to mind when you said it, but I guess I've never thought of God going in there and holding me. during those moments when I was really scared.
I wonder, Shay, and this is going to be an exercise for just a second. Maybe there's nothing that comes of it, but I can see there's a lot there, and you've been through some really dark times. Is there, in any of the moments when it might have felt the darkest, when maybe you felt the most abandoned or the most left or betrayed by God, if you look back at any of those times, can you look from a different angle and see ways that God might have been still invested in your life, ways that he showed up? Maybe it was through insights or other people or situations. Is there any evidence that what I just said could be true, that he's never left you and that he's always been with you and that he sees you and knows you?
Think adult Shay can see those moments looking back, his hand in a lot of places. Little inner child Shay doesn't necessarily see that. She just feels really alone in that closet,
She's still
abandoned
in
in
the
that
closet.
closet.
So there's a rational, like, oh, I can see the angels that have been in my life. I can see God's hand on my life, but the emotional part hasn't been able to quite fully grasp a hold of that or accept that, because that's where the pain's been. L little little Shay's been the one who's been trying to protect you from the pain the whole time. It makes sense. It makes sense why she wouldn't want to have to accept that, because what happens if she accepts that?
That mean she has to let go of the pain?
It means she has to let go of the pain. And what does that mean?
She's more vulnerable. She uses it as a protection. Is that right?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of little Shay, and if little Shay's been the governor here going, "Hey, slow down. Like, every time we do this, every time we do something God tells us to do, we get hurt." And you're like, "Yeah, but God's in the details. Look at all this stuff that he's been doing for us all along." She's like, "But it still hurts. Like, stop it." She's like, "Stop putting me through pain." Right? She doesn't understand the design of the pain. Adult Shay knows that. Why would God allow you to experience the pain that you have? Why would God allow a little girl to not have a dad who would love her the way that she deserved to be loved? She needed that love. Why would God trick the adult Shay into marrying a guy who was going to betray her and stab her in the back? Why would God do that? What's his design?
I think what comes to mind is just I needed it. Like, I need those lessons so that I can become more like him. And I don't know of another way to do it.
So you've got this little part of you that's saying no more pain. Is the pain valid?
Yes.
Yeah, it's 100% valid. Like, 100% valid. That's what she's needing. You just said it earlier today. She just needs to be seen and held and heard that there's pain here and that she's carried a lot of pain over the years. She already knows that there's this other part of Shay that's gonna, like, let's keep going. We're gonna grow. Like, let's go. Like, back into life. Like, how awesome is it? I hope the listeners who are listening today can hear how wholehearted you are, that you've gone through the crap you've been through in your life, and you're still going, like, I don't want to be on the sideline. Like, I want to live my life. Like, how amazing is that, that you have that resilience built into you? And if you could bring along the one that holds the pain, you could continue to move forward. And that would happen with an understanding that somehow this pain, that the younger part of you still needs to understand some value to the pain, but she's never going to get there until she knows she can be held and validated and understood. Right? Does that make sense? But once she understands it, I mean, the way that the adult Shay is looking at life is sounds like a pretty wholehearted way of looking at life, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, that's how
Makes
you
sense to
live.
me.
Yeah. Could I ask you this, Shay? You've kind of alluded to this all along, and you've even said you're grateful for some of the struggles that you've been through. How do I say this? Like when we're in pain, the world shrinks down into tunnel vision. Right? It's like, oh, all we can see is the pain and maybe the source of the pain. But when we start to get a broader view, how wide does the lens have to get before you start to say, that really wasn't that bad compared to the benefit I got?
That's a hard question. I don't have an answer for that one.
I think that's the struggle is that the little girl Shay wants to stay in the tunnel and go, don't do this. This is going to hurt. I'm the one who has to hold all of this. And you've got this adult Shay that's going, but man, there's this expansive world and there's a lifetime to live. And this lifetime is built for experience and experience is going to yield growth and growth is going to yield me understanding God more. That's a broader perspective. And if you were to look at it from a broad perspective, and I don't know exactly what your beliefs are about God, is it something close to at least the adult Shay saying, God wants me to grow?
Yeah, that I can see.
Okay. So God wants me to grow. His main design is for my growth. It makes me think of like, and I this is the part where you might get mad at me right at the end of our call, Shay. So, and if you do, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. So I think about like the hymn, How Firm a Foundation. And there's like four verses that everybody sings, but the fifth verse is my favorite verse. And you've heard it before. I know you've heard it before, but it says, when through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. Here's the key. The flames will not hurt thee. I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The little girl feels pain. That pain is completely valid. So that's true from that perspective. And from a broader perspective, are you better or worse off for the flames that you've been through, Shay?
Absolutely better.
Absolutely better. So from a broad perspective, the verse of that song is actually true that you've experienced pain, but you have not been harmed. Have you've heard the story of the silversmith? You heard that story before?
Yes.
Yeah. Just for our listeners' sake, I'm going to just share it, but you've heard it where this, however it's told, but a group of people doing a Bible study stumble across that scripture that says that and he shall sit as a refiner of silver, right? And then they decide to do some research about what it takes to refine silver, and they go to a silversmith and they learn about the process of doing silver. And he talks about this heat that the metal has to go through that burns off all of the imperfections, and that all you're left with is the silver itself, right? And right at the end of the story, they say, thinking about the scripture is, sir, do you sit while you're purifying? And what does he say? He
Yeah,
says,
he has
yes.
to watch. Yeah, watch it
Yeah.
the whole time.
He has to watch it the whole time because at a certain point, the silver will become injured if he's not watching for it to come off of the heat. And Shay, thinking about what you just said today, at least from an outside perspective, how beautiful is it that you've had some relationship with God where you're now stepping into not only living a life of the heat, but what you said about God saying, I want to be with you when you're taking a break. Like sometimes it's okay to take the break and God can be with you there. And we already know that you're going to be the kind of person that steps back into the heat when you're not going to be injured. I didn't say pain. You're going to feel the heat. You know that. You know the lion's den is the lion's den is legitimate, Shay. Like you're looking over the edge of the dating world in the world that you're in, there is go there there's lions. It's a lion's den, you know? And somehow you have to go wade yourself through that lion's den for the sake of your growth and your own fulfillment. Yeah, like, but are you going to be injured? And here's the key with the relationship with God that you have is that you may experience pain, but you haven't ever been injured. It's just that that little girl needs the help to know that she doesn't have to shoulder all that pain anymore. What do you think of that, Shay?
It's just really interesting because one of the girls from my group shared that story with me a long time ago, and yesterday I got it out and read it again. I read it
Oh,
again.
that's funny.
It's very interesting that you shared that, and that, yeah, he sits there and he knows the exact moment that he needs to pull it out of the fire. And I do feel like that. Like, I feel like the fire I went through was specifically tailored for me. Like, the heat of the flames was exactly the heat that I needed to go through. I think I was missing that piece that you just said there. Like, I'll feel the heat, but I won't be harmed, like, or injured. That's very helpful to look at it in that light. To see it from that perspective, that God didn't put me through that to harm me. The little child Shay, he didn't, not to harm her, but to refine her. Yeah. So, yeah, I like that. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how your wrestle goes continuing on. You know,
It
that's
has felt like a
the
wrestle, like a wrestle. It's just like the two parts of me are like going at
Yeah, totally.
it.
So the two parts of you, the key to both parts is to actually validate and understand both parts rather than fight with each other. You're actually on the same team and you're both doing a really good job. It's just that sometimes the you need to know which one needs to be in the driver's seat, but you need to stay together. Right. Yeah. So I don't know if this is where you were planning on things going today, Shay. We're getting a little close on time. Is there anything else on your mind or your heart that you want to say or ask today?
No, I think that was perfect. I think I need to spend more time just validating the pain that my inner child has felt. And I like that new lens, that shift. I was really praying for just to be able to have a shift in my heart and my perspective so that I could, move forward at some point. I was feeling very stuck. So this was very helpful to help shift. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Shay. So much courage to come on. I'm feeling so much love for the little Shay and the adult Shay. I love that you're willing to step into the wrestle. You know, like I just this is me just kind of going off for a second, Shay, so bear with me. But for those of you guys listening today, what you hear right now is a completely wholehearted person working really hard to live their best life. And specifically, I hope to you men who are listening to this, what you heard today was a call up. You heard a call up through Shay's voice to step into being a protector of the women in your life. That is who you were designed to be. And I hope that you'll take that as a challenge, that Shay is offering that gift to you because you can hear it in her voice, you can hear it in the tone of her voice, you can hear it in her story. And so I hope that you receive it that way. Shay, thank you so much.
Thank you. I
Always
really,
love
really
talking to
appreciate
you.
it.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.